From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, reaction to the Senate health care bill from a couple of big interest groups that have taken part in all the lobbying over the past year, the doctors and the hospitals. First, Rich Umdenstock, who's president and CEO of the American Hospital Association. Welcome.
Thank you.
Once again, in short, does your organization support or oppose the Senate bill?
We supported the bill, but we'd also like to see some changes when it gets to conference with the House bill. We supported it because of its coverage provisions and other positives, but we still think coverage can come up and other adjustments do need to be made.
Practically speaking, is that reasonable to think of changes now in conference, or doesn't the bill that just got 60 votes for cloture have to be the bill that returns to the Senate?
Well, we expect there'll be a good exchange between the two chambers. But yes, most people do think that the Senate bill will be the main framework, but we think it's one more opportunity to make improvements.
One big question for the hospitals is their reimbursements. The theory here of the bill is 30 million more people are going to be covered, therefore your hospital should get reimbursed less for the uninsured whom they've been treating all this time. Make sense to you?
We've supported the coverage extension, and we made an early and very significant contribution to help fund it through $155 billion over 10 years of reduced Medicare payments in exchange for what we believed was a universal target of about 97% of all legal residents. Unfortunately, the Senate bill comes to about 94%, so there are a significant number of people still not covered, which is of concern to us.
You mean you're saying you want your reimbursements to be greater to reflect the lower target of newly insured people in the Senate bill?
Actually, I'd come at it the other way, which is that we believe that the payment reductions we agreed to should be less because there are more people left uncovered than originally targeted, and we still will be caring for those individuals and need those payments in support of that uncompensated care.
So that's something you're going to see changed, and you hope will be changed in conference.
We certainly hope so.
The bill would penalize hospitals, in effect, for patients who are readmitted. Somebody's had an operation, they're checked out, there's an infection, they're readmitted. In that case, hospital eats the cost of the readmission. Fair?
Our objection to that provision in the bill is that it focuses on every readmission within 30 days as being equal. And they're not. They're very different. If it comes back because of a complication due to the original care provided, that is something that we are prepared to say we have to take responsibility for.
If I have bypass surgery, I go home and then I trip over a rug and I break my leg, totally different condition?
It's not a readmission. It's a second admission. But the bill does not make that distinction. And we need to see that changed.
I'd just like to hear your sense of the magnitude of the bill that will be heading, we assume, to conference fairly soon. To hear liberal proponents of a single-payer system tell it, this bill ducked all the hard questions, and it went for all kinds of compromises. To hear Republican opponents of this bill tell it, we're on the eve of destruction right now. This is the greatest disaster to come through the Capitol ever. How big a change is it?
I think it's very significant, but I think it's also politically practical in where it has wound up. It's a significant change. I mean, we are covering 30, 31 million more Americans. We are putting in place significant insurance reforms. We are focusing on a long-term change in the financing system, and ultimately that will drive change in the delivery system. So it's an enormous first step, but it's also something that got pushed to the middle, certainly the middle of the Democratic Party spectrum, in order to get the votes that was needed.
Rich Umdenstock, President and CEO of the American Hospital Association, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.